So what happens is, as you earn money, your motivation goes down to earn more money.
That's Dr. John D. Martini. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate you connecting with me today, and I am elated to have one of my all-time favorite speakers and personal development teachers back on the show. And he is a human behavior expert, polymath, and international published author. His name is Dr. John D. Martini, and he is back on the show to share a masterclass lesson with us about building wealth. Here's Dr. John D. Martini. Enjoy.
If I have zero money, and all of a sudden I get a dollar, I do a service and I receive a dollar for it. The value of that dollar is 100% of the dollar. If I have zero and I earn a dollar, it's 100% value of a dollar. So I have zero, I add a dollar, I have 100% of the value of the dollar. If I have $10 and I add a dollar, what is the value of the dollar if I have $10? What's its perceived value to me? It's 10% of my wealth, isn't it? If I have $100 and I add a dollar, it's 1% of my wealth. And if I continue, 0.1% of my wealth. And if I continue, 1,000,000 that if I have $1,000,000 in my hand, in my savings or something, the value of a dollar becomes less and less and less and less and less valuable? Can you see that? How many of you, if you knew you had $1,000,000, you could actually take a lighter and light a dollar without any emotion? You might use it for sweat. Okay, this is a very important component here, because you've got a built-in resistance factor inside your psyche that every time you earn another dollar, you have a diminishing motivation to earn another dollar. Think about this psychology. In other words, if I have $100,000, it now becomes even less valuable, that extra dollar, so my desire to attain one more dollar becomes less and less and less as I accumulate wealth. In other words, if I have zero money and I gain a dollar, that's 100%. If I have $10 and somebody was to offer me $10, pardon me, if I had $10 and somebody was to offer me $100, that'd be motivating. But just another dollar is not motivating to me. After a while, if you have $10 million, a dollar is not, if somebody said, hey, look, I'll give you another dollar if you work here, you go, it's not worth it. So you have a tendency to have inertia. So building wealth automatically increases inertia for building wealth. Unless, and here's the key, unless you have a cause and an ever greater motive for earning the extra dollar. So what happens is, as you earn money, your motivation goes down to earn more money. Unless your cause to earn more money goes up to balance it. I see people plateau. The second their cause is limited, and the second they've accumulated a certain amount of money, if their cause isn't bigger than that, they just stagnate. And no matter what they do, they don't seem to get any more money into their life, because their motivation to earn an extra dollar is now overridden by the devaluation of the motivation to do it. And so what happens is they stop going out and working as hard or trying to save money as much because it's no longer valuable to them. And they plateau. Everybody here has some plateau point, and that plateau point is directly proportionate to how big your vision, your calling, your cause, your purpose for building wealth is. So here's the principle. Here's kind of a principle number two here. That unless you're growing a cause for building wealth, unless that cause is growing faster and more furious than the devaluation of the dollar from all the money you saved, you will plateau. And you'll stagnate, and you'll just sit at a certain point. Anybody been stuck at a certain point? No matter what they do, they can't seem to get past that? Put your hand up if you've ever had that moment. What that means is your motivation and your drive to build wealth is plateaued because you got enough to keep you comfortable. You got enough to take care of your bills and all the things that are on your value list. As long as you're accomplishing those things on your value list, you don't have any more reason to go get more money because you're getting everything on your value list. So in order to build wealth, you must have a cause, and the cause must continue to grow greater than the depreciation of the dollar value in your life. So first you got to appreciate wealth and money and savings. Now you have to appreciate it, and you can't stagnate that appreciation. That has to cause. That cause has to grow. If I told you that, let's say you have three children. You have three children? Four children. If all of a sudden I was to take your wife and your children and take them, like they do in Argentina, right? They've taken some of the celebrities' families and ransomed them. And I stole them and said, you will never see your wife nor children again unless you earn $1 million in the next month. Now, you probably think, he may go and say, well, they're not worth it. But if they were, if he had a big enough drive, a big enough why to do it, guess what he would do? He'd get creative, and he would do things he would never normally do and get out of his comfort zone, because unless you have a cause bigger than yourself, you won't get beyond yourself. Unless you have a cause bigger than yourself, you won't get beyond yourself. So if you don't have a cause bigger than yourself to go and earn that money for, the second it's at a comfort zone, you'll sit and stagnate. You'll take time off. You won't work as hard because all your values are being filled. So if you're not putting yourself on the edge where comfort and uncomfort live and a greater cause, something to do it for, you'll plateau in your wealth. Now, if all of a sudden I said he would never, he knew that I was serious, that he would never see his children or his family again unless he earned that, his probability of earning that, would you agree, would go up if they were valuable to him? Because if they were valuable and they were worth at least $1 million to them, he would go and figure out how to get that $1 million to buy it. Just like if I told you right now, let's say you don't feel like you have an extra million, but I told you there's a property available here in Brisbane that's a $12 million property that's available today for $1 million cash. You could turn around tomorrow and get $12 million for it on the market, but you got to have $1 million cash today. How many would probably work their ass off and figure out how to do it today? $12 million cash you could walk away with tomorrow. How many of you would probably find a way of getting $1 million today? Okay, so it's never a lack of, there's never a lack of money out there. There's a lack of motivation out there. And when a person has a motivation, a big enough why, the hows take care of themselves and how to acquire it. And the same thing with wealth. Unless you have a cause bigger than yourself, you won't get beyond yourself, and you will automatically, by the diminishing of the value of the dollar, devalue your drive to get money unless you have causes that are continuing to grow. That's why some of you, when you bought a house that you didn't know you could afford, and you forced yourself into that, somehow your income went up because you had a cause now, because you didn't want to lose that house. So you didn't want to end up throwing away that money. So the first principle is to appreciate money. The second principle is to have a cause that continuously expands faster than the depreciation value of the dollar as you accumulate the money. Can you understand the logic behind it? Like I say, part of this program is going to be on the psychology of wealth building as much as it is on the strategies of wealth building, because that's a big part of it. Now, if I asked everybody here, where do they think wealth is on their value list? I bet most of us here are unrealistic and would probably say higher than it actually is. Because your life demonstrates where it really is. What your life truly demonstrates what truly is of value to you. You can't lie about it. You can't fake it. Your life speaks too loud. So if you have a negative net worth, then it's probably not been high on your value list. Because what's been higher on your value list is whatever that money that you've been borrowing and putting that money into is more valuable to at this moment in your life. That's all it means. And that's not bad or good, again. It's just that if you're willing to grow wealth, you want to figure out how to have whatever you're doing appreciate in value. When I was in chiropractic college, I'm a professional chiropractor. I'm also a retired chiropractor now, but I practiced years ago. While everybody else was getting themselves in debt and having $150,000 loans by the time they graduated, I asked myself, I would like to study and I would like to learn. How do I get paid to learn? So the average person will say, how do I afford to go on vacation? My thinking is, how do I get paid to go on vacation? A person who has wealth higher on the value will ask, how do I get paid to do something? And the person down at the bottom will say, how can I afford to do something? The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. The quality of the questions are determined by the hierarchy of your values. The hierarchy of values determine how you filter the world and how you perceive the world and ask questions about the world and act upon the world. So when I went to chiropractic college, instead of having all the debt, I learned that if I teach what I'm studying, I learn it faster. And so what I did is I started teaching the classes I was taking and teaching them for the next semester and teaching my way through school so I would get paid to go to school. In other words, I was getting paid to go to college. I was making between $150 and sometimes $350 a night going to college, so I didn't have any debt. I was getting paid to go. So if it's higher on your value, you figure out how to receive and appreciate in value. Whatever you're doing is going to go up in value. If not, it's going to go down in value. So the question that I ask you now is, what could be a cause in your life that could take you, just like this gentleman, to go get his family for $1 million? What is the cause that you want to dedicate to? Because the greater your cause, the greater your wealth. The greater your cause, the greater your wealth. I want you to write that. The greater your cause, the greater your wealth. Let me put it in a slightly different angle, because I'm going to keep pounding this idea across here for a minute. If I come up to you and said, look, I need to borrow some money. I'm behind on my bills, and my kids are getting ready to go to college, and I didn't plan enough for it. And anyway, I just want to know if I could borrow some money from you to help pay for the college fund for the kids. Well, your first response is like, well, you know, I've got kids too, so no, thank you. I'm not interested in paying for you because you didn't manage your money wisely. Would you agree? How many would immediately say, no, you'd have excuses why you wouldn't want to do it. But if I came to you and I said, two months ago, one of the children in our community who lived in our suburbs was walking across a busy intersection over to the playground on the other side. And as the child walked across the street, it was run over, killed. And I don't know about you, but I have two or three children there in that age group. And we've counted, and there's 190 children in that age group right in this suburb alone. And we realize that if they walk across that busy street and not look, they could die too. So what I've decided to do is there's one vacant lot in our suburb that has not been bought out yet. And it's on this side of the highway. And what I've done is I've put every dollar I have in my savings into this fund to buy this out and build a park so the kids don't have to go across the street, so we can have swings and we can have playground on this side of the street, just to make sure our kids don't get killed. We have no idea if you'd like to join us and help on this, but we've seed funded it. Whether it be a dollar or 10 or 100 or whatever you'd like, we would appreciate anything you can for the sake of our children. And now, how many would probably pull into their pockets and probably grab something there and contribute? Why? Because there's a cause bigger than me. The bigger the cause, the more you and others will contribute to building wealth for it. So this is a deep contemplative thought. What is your cause? What are you going to contribute your monies to building? Is it going to be simply for your retirement? That's a small cause. Is it just for comfort? That's a small cause. Is it going to be to build a new institution? I had a lady in Houston, Texas, who is a financial broker, a very successful financial broker. She was averaging at the time, she was in her 20s, and she was averaging at the time between $6,000 and $7,000 take-home net per day, net from all her work. I started working with her. She started using me as a mentor and a mastermind partner to try to help her build, and she built her wealth up to where it was averaging between $14,000 and $17,000 a day take-home as a broker. Then she hit this plateau. She couldn't get anywhere. Just hit this plateau for probably a year and a half to 2 years. Nothing, just seemed like the same income, the same thing. She said, I'm sitting in a plateau. You got any ideas or suggestions? And I said, yeah, I got a question for you. If you were to die tomorrow and you had 24 hours to live, what's incomplete in your life? And somehow it just choked her up and she got a tear in the eye and she said, something about my mother. And I said, what is it about your mother? She says, I feel like she literally dedicated her life for my cause, for me. And I haven't contributed back to her as much as I'd like. I said, what do you want to do? And she started crying. She said her mother worked two jobs just so she could go to college, so she could end up having a life that's fulfilling financially today. So what do you want to do? She says, I feel like all the things that she wanted to do, she never got to do. I'd like to do something back. I said, what is that? She says, one of the things she always loved is fine arts, musicals, plays, the opera, the symphony, performing arts. And she never got a chance to even go and do some of those things. I said, what would you love to do? She started crying. She says, I'd like to build a performing arts center in Houston, Texas for her. Just came out of her heart. The lady had a lot of wealthy clients. She'd already accumulated a few million dollars as it was. She went down to the performing arts, the symphony, I believe it was, and started talking to the people and inspired them to the cause. And we have now in Houston, Texas, Wortham Theater because of that. Now her income, once she got a cause, went to $32,000 and $34,000 a day income. She started hanging out with different people. She pushed herself to new levels because now she was on a race to try to get this thing built before her mother passed away. She had a cause. When the why is big enough, the house take care of themselves. When the why is big enough, the house take care of themselves. The more intense the why, the more powerful the wealth. What's the why? That's what you're asking yourself. That's a contemplation for yourself as a homework assignment tonight. What is your why? What is your reason for building wealth? If you don't have a big enough reason, you're going to get comfortable and plateau. So what's your reason?
Big thanks to Dr. John DeMartini for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him and his work, please go to his website, drjohndemartini.com. That is where you can fill out your value determination and find a plethora of information about personal development and personal growth. If you'd like to check out his Instagram, you can go to Dr. John DeMartini. His YouTube channel is entitled The DeMartini Institute. His latest book is entitled The Seven Secret Treasures, A Transformational Blueprint for a Well-Lived Life. And today's clip comes from an audio program entitled Dr. John DeMartini's Ultimate Wealth Mastery Library, Key Strategies for Financial Mastery. And you can find that on audible.com. And if you'd like to hear more talks with Dr. John DeMartini, you can go to our show description and look at his previous episode section where there'll be a list of all the previous episodes that we've had him featured on the show. And also in there would be links to everything I just mentioned to connect with him and his work, as well as a link to the Audible program I just mentioned. All right. Don't forget to follow the show on your favorite podcast player app and follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show. All right, that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong.